Wealth Within offers a range of investment and educational services to help you secure your financial future. Whether you're an aspiring trader or simply want to increase the strength of your portfolio, Wealth Within are dedicated to maximising your investment returns.
Hello and welcome to Talking Wealth. This is David Thang, Global Market Strategist at Wealth Within. We've seen it in the headlines. Australian housing prices are pushing on north. If you are a potential home buyer or investor, are you starting to panic? Like all asset classes, whether it be property, shares or bonds, each market will follow a market phase. With regards to property, the previous growth phases were evident in 2001, 2007, 2009, and currently we are now seeing another spurt. In fact, up until October this year, across Australia, in terms of percentage growth, Sydney tops the list at 11.6%, followed by Melbourne at 7.8%, followed in third place being Perth at 6.9%. These numbers were based over the previous 12-month period. Now, the question begs, are we in for another property rally? I have recently returned to Melbourne with my wife after spending a few years working in London. We are in a situation where we are looking to buy another property. The purpose of today's podcast is to share with you all my personal observations over the past 3 months and incite you with all my property adventures thus far. Being Chinese and having Chinese in-laws, it would be rather obvious that we are swayed towards looking for property on the east. My mother and father-in-law currently reside in the Bowen area, and hence their preference is for us to find a property around that vicinity. Now, one thing is clear. The Bowen area is indeed very nice, very leafy, and full of surrounding parks, not to mention Bowen High School. However, the price associated to this area is also very nice and pricey. So the search begins. The first auction we went to was North Bourne, a 25-year-old three-bedroom unit which would require another $100,000 worth of renovations, being the kitchen, bathrooms, paint, carpet, you name it. The listing price was $700,000. On the day of the auction, the sun was out to play, nice, warm and balmy. Of course, this also attracted roughly 70 to 80 eager buyers. Cut to the chase. The property was sold for $956,000, which equates to roughly 37% above the asking price. Boy, that was an eye-opener, and certainly a warm welcome for us back to Australia. On to property number two. This was another three-bedroom unit in Mount Albert North. Nicely renovated on a small block on a separate title. Advertised price was between $740,000 to $820,000. Okay, we were pretty keen on this one, so were the in-laws. Our guesstimate was towards the $900,000 mark. We had our checkbook ready on the day of auction. So, let's recap. Listing price was between $740,000 to $820,000. And the first bid comes in at $850,000. Geez, that's a great start for the seller. Now the bids continue. As we patiently waited, next thing you know it, bidding went up to the $900,000 mark. One lady was determined to buy the property. She kept bidding up the price. And before you know it, prices reached the $1 million mark, which was the eventual selling price. Now, you think about it, you know, this does equate to a healthy 39% above the original listing price. We're now thinking, property prices are certainly on the way up. The third and final property we saw was in Hawthorne. Home court advantage here, as it was only 7 minutes walk to the Wealth Within office. Now, here we have another three-bedroom unit built in 1978 actually. So it was quite old, definitely required a full renovation project, which would cost somewhere between the $100,000 to $150,000 region. According to the Section 32, The site value was $700,000. We spoke to the real estate agent, and his expectations were for the auction to run towards the $1 million mark. So, the day of auction came around, and guess what it sold for? A staggering $1.31 million. That is 31% above the real estate agent's estimate of $1 million. And a staggering 87% above the site value. Now that's pretty incredible. And our search continues. Despite what the media would have you believe, that housing prices are due to reach a peak in the near term, a lot will come down to common sense. In a low interest rate environment where the RBA cash rate is sitting at 2.5%, we could potentially see another 25 to 50 basis point reduction in the rates to come. RBA Governor Stevens has stressed during his previous address that the Australian dollar is a little too high for his liking. And of course, a method of depreciating the Aussie dollar is simply by cutting interest rates. Coupled with the fact that we are seeing an influx of international investors and residents with very deep pockets, property prices, in my opinion, will likely continue to pave its way higher over the next 2 to 3 years. Thanks for listening. I'm David Thang, and this has been Talking Wealth.
Talking Wealth was brought to you by Wealth Within. To learn how you too can maximize your investment returns, call 1-300-SHARE-TRADE.